Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Night at the Round Table. And today, I mean, this time's big movie, big summer blockbuster, because that's what it was, is The Meg. You've got me, Zinger.
No one else wants to do this. it's me, Derek.
And me, David. Wait, can you, Justin, what's the movie?
The Meg.
Can you spell that for me?
M-E-G?
Ah, damn it. All right, guys, I'm gonna be useless. I watched a documentary about Russian fighter jets. My bad.
Oh, you watched the MiG?
I'm kidding.
Oh, that's too bad.
You are so lucky, David. I can't believe you lucked out of this. I have a quick question before we go any further. Did I misunderstand the assignment here? Are we supposed to pick terrible movies, or... are we just supposed to pick any movie we want?
Okay, I'm going to say this now. This beats out La Llorona or whatever, in my opinion.
For being terrible?
This is a better movie.
That might be a toss-up. I think pros and cons here.
Apples and oranges, they're both terrible.
They both went bad a long time ago and should never have been picked from the tree. So, So for you, dear listener at home, if you wanna watch along with us, we watched 2018's The Meg, a sci-fi action movie that stars people in it. One of them being Jason Statham, and that's all you need to know about the rest of this movie, I guess.
Pretty much. It's the shark transporter.
He doesn't punch anyone in this movie.
You're absolutely right.
And that is weird to me. It's the weirdest thing, because, like, that's what he does in movies, and he doesn't do it. But he's, of course, an ex-special something or another that has to come out of retirement, because only he has the cojones to go dive deep into the ocean and save people or something. Yeah, okay.
Or so something. I guess we're gonna go the perfect way to sum up pretty much any of this.
So I guess we're going to go around real quick, because I actually love this movie. I saw this movie opening weekend in theaters, and I know you guys were complaining because you couldn't find it streaming anywhere. I didn't have that problem because I own it on Blu-ray.
Humble brag.
I was about to say, I might be setting myself up for failure at this point, but
or ridicule.
What about you guys?
And teasing mercilessly. Okay, tease me now. I can't even say that word. Jeez.
Now the turntables.
I'll eat pieces of crap like you for breakfast. Okay, so what are we doing here, Justin?
So was this your first time watching this movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, it was first and last.
not going to revisit this every summer before you go to the beach.
My best recommendation is if you see this movie on the shelf or you're streaming or whatever. Just let it remind you that Jaws is a great movie and you should go watch Jaws.
True.
I agree with you, but I have a side point to that. David, what about you with this?
It was the first time I watched it, and there were, to me, it was disappointing on a couple of different levels, which I think we'll probably get into.
That there wasn't more of the movie? Exactly, yes, I agree with you.
Sure, yeah. Put words in my gigantic prehistoric fish of a mouth.
Perfect.
Well, let's hit up a quick summary real quick so everybody knows what we're talking about. And since you loved it and obviously have seen it more than once, Justin, why don't you summarize this film as best as possible? And don't leave out any of the terrible parts.
And of course, it goes without saying spoilers.
Oh, of course.
I've got an ace up my sleeve, by the way. I've got an ace up my sleeve right now that I'm trying to decide when I'm going to play this card. Because I have something very interesting, and I can either play it now, because you guys might already know this fact, or I can play it later and really blow your guys' minds.
Hey, man.
So, I will leave that up to you.
No, it's your call. You can let us activate your trap card whenever.
Well, tell us what it is, right, and then we'll decide.
All right, cool. So, Jaws has been mentioned, which it probably will be mentioned several other times. Jaws is, of course, based on a book and done as a movie phenomenally well. Like,
and based on true events as well, I might add.
Sure, yes. This also is based on true events that never happened.
Well, the Jaws ones actually did happen.
It did, but not with the whole boat and everything like
well,
that.
Well, not the way it's written, though. It's
yes.
Sure. We can get into
that. I love shark stuff, so this is fun to talk about. But this movie is actually based on a series of books. I said series of books.
The Megs?
Yes. There are eight... Well, there's seven books with an eighth one on the way in this series.
Let me guess. Let's see. Wait. This first time, the giant shark comes after him. The second time, guys, wait. A giant shark comes after them.
Are these coloring books by chance?
No, they are actual books. And
with pictures,
as of the time of this recording, I'm going to shock you guys with another fun fact. I have audiobooked all of them at this point.
Wow.
I thought you were going to shock us with some information here, Zanger.
That too. And the books, if you thought the movie was crazy, the books are even crazier. But yes, these are based on books, loosely based on books. Huh. But let me get to the plot now, because I think we need to ignore the fact that these are based on books, because any scientific merit or thought process should not go into the rest of this discussion with this movie. So,
I'm okay with that.
Of course, we have Jason Statham in the long-running Jason Statham story, as he's undercover as Jonas Taylor in this movie, a rescue diver who, of course, attempts to save a crew on a damaged nuclear sub and leaves two people behind to save. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few in this. So he, of course, saves the more people, gets away, but leaves the two people, and of course gets blamed for everything, but he's like, there was something out there. I know there was something out there. And I don't know, that is not a good impression of him, but I'm going to go with it. And he basically was convinced there was something out there in the deep that attacked that sub. So flash forward to 5 years later, and you got billionaire Rainn Wilson. I don't even remember the actual guy's name in the movie, but billionaire Rainn Wilson is building a giant, like, undersea dome, which I guess he just watched too many episodes of C-Lab 2021 and decided that, you know, why don't we go dive the ocean and stuff? And basically, chaos ensues. There's the guy from Heroes in there. There's a bat... Sorry, I'm, like, referencing who everyone else is in better stuff than this. There's the chick who plays Batwoman. He's also in this, randomly. I feel like I'm forgetting other people too.
You know,
but
that chick.
So basically, oh my gosh, now I'm actually trying to remember her name. Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
There we go. And basically, giant shark gets loose from out of the Marianas Trench. I'm not going to explain the scientific reason why, because it's too dumb to explain, because it's not scientific at all. It's just some movie plot device. And giant shark escapes. Bigger shark escapes and eats the other shark, and then they basically have to stop it from attacking a ton of people on a beach. Oh, and Jason Statham does Jason Statham stuff the entire time.
Except punching.
Except punching.
I can't believe he didn't punch a shark at some point in this movie.
I know!
That didn't happen? I mean, I probably passed out a few times watching this.
Okay, I guess at the point where he, like, hit the spear into its eye, I guess that could count as a punch. That's more of a shove. I don't know. So, basically, giant shark movie. Is it good? Is it bad? I enjoyed it for what it is. I think you both hated it, and I will get panned relentlessly for the future of these things now, I guess.
Yeah.
Well,
probably.
I think it could have been worse. I think it it actually had a pretty decent cast, and
I'll agree with that.
They did, you know, well enough with what they were given, I think. So I guess the Rainn Wilson's billionaire character was funding research into this theory that some marine biologists had put together that I don't think they were at the Mariana Trench, but they were in a different part of the ocean, of the Pacific Ocean, I think. And what they thought was the bottom of the sea was actually a layer of cold something. I forget what the scientific-ish...
Thermocline.
Yeah.
Sort of thermal layer.
And anyways, they wanted to go through it. They wanted to break through that layer to see what was underneath, because it would mean that that would be the lowest point on Earth at that point. So that's kind of the premise of what he was funding this project for, and why they were down there in the first place. And I don't know if anybody out there plays very many PC games, computer games, but Subnautica really rang true to me with this one. It brought up a lot of memories of that game when they actually did break through and they were at the seafloor and all the creatures, and it was very much like the video game Subnautica at that point. A lot of the stuff even looked the same as the fish that they had in there, to the point where at one point I was like, man, did they really like take some cues from a game to make this? Because it looks really familiar.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Subnautica is currently available on Steam and is probably a better purchase than this movie.
It's a great game.
You know, something I thought the film did well, which is going to be a rare thing for me to say today, I thought the shark looked good. I mean, it looked like CG, but it looked like good CG.
Yeah.
The action shots, I didn't really... My biggest problem was it was just so over the top, so outrageous, that I couldn't get grounded enough to enjoy it. I was just kind of laughing the entire time at how ridiculous the things they were saying was, their choices, the fact that they thought they can go to the deepest point in the ocean and, like, essentially a Volkswagen Beetle. like, there's just so many crazy things in this film that just don't add. All they had to do was consult not even a scientist, just somebody that's been in the ocean before. I'm like, hey, does this script sound stupid to you? And they'd be like, yeah, it does. We should fix all this stuff.
Oh, man.
That was a rant. Sorry.
No, it was perfectly
the shark,
fine and well deserved.
The shark looked good.
So the point of the rant is the shark looked good.
And that's the point.
The science is bogus.
There you go. Should get that on a t-shirt.
I The shark looks good, but the science was bogus. Perfect. I think that was actually on all the crew for this movie's t-shirts.
Crew gift.
Jackets. They got jackets.
Yes. So, I'm going to say this now, because like I said, I went and saw this movie. I drank the Flavorade on this whole situation back when it came out, and then promptly forgot about it until we were discussing upcoming stuff we could talk about. And this is one Derek had mentioned a long time ago, and it popped back into my head, because I was like, oh, it's on HBO or something, and it definitely wasn't.
Don't try to shift the blame onto me. It was just a film that I had noticed had a cryptid in it and thought, well, there's one we could pull from. And then I watched the trailer and quickly kind of pushed that one to the side and decided I wasn't picking
it. Oh, okay, so that's what caused the... I thought you just wanted to do something. So I just grabbed that fumble and ran into, I guess, the other team's end zone with it.
Well, no, you just went digging through the trash can, essentially, and found a nugget,
perfect.
I suppose.
No, I mean, here's the thing. This movie, like movies made by Michael Bay, made money.
Oh, yeah, a lot of money.
Like, a lot of money. Like, $500 million in money.
Wow.
And here's the thing that I think of why this movie made so much money and what it was aimed at. We have mentioned Jaws. We'll probably mention it a few more times. I think that this was going to be the, like, the Chinese version of Jaws, because there is a lot of Chinese and Asian actors mm-hmm. in this movie, and it's based outside of China. Yeah. It's very much pandering to that market.
I noticed that too.
I think that's why this movie did so well, is because it was, you know, for, of course, American audiences, for, you know, obvious reasons, shark movie at the end of the summer, but it was also for the Chinese market, because it had a ton of, you know, Asian actors in it. And I really like they went that direction with it and opened it up, because otherwise I think this movie, like, on what it was going on originally, would have just been awful to begin and end with. And the source material is slightly better, ?
Mm. Well, you know, it grossed over $390 million internationally.
Yes.
So for sure, you know, China was a market here. And, you know, I can't think of an example off the top of my head, but I've seen this kind of thing before where a foreign production company will get a hand in a film out here and kind of influence it to pander more to their culture back home, and so they can sell it here and there. It's actually a pretty smart plan. It doesn't always make for a great movie, but it's a pretty smart plan to represent people and to make a ton of money, and this one obviously did both.
I can think of, I just off the top of my head, I know I mentioned Michael Bay earlier, but I know one of the Transformers movies, like the big climax of the movie, is in it's somewhere in China. I think maybe it's Singapore. It's somewhere in China is the big climax, so a lot of the movie takes place in China. So that's another one that they were trying to play to, hey, this movie's taking place in China, this is happening in China.
Yeah.
Trying to get that, you know, market in. So that's.
I wondered if Black Panther had a scene in there for that reason alone, too, when he goes to the casino.
Yeah, they did.
Or maybe that was
they
Korea,
did.
But it's the same idea, right?
Yeah,
same concept. Yeah, I haven't seen Black Panther, believe it or not, but yeah, same concept.
Oh, you got to get on that.
There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Like The Meg.
Obviously, because if you had even vaguely seen this one, you would have been like, absolutely not, we're not doing this again.
I would have, yes. I would have been very vocal about that.
But you're right, it did have a very diverse cast, not just Asian actors, but, I mean, it had quite a few demographics, I guess you could say. And I actually thought that the female representation was very strong in this movie. Which mm-hmm. you don't often find with action movies like this.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I thought it was really well done, the way that they did. Had those characters in there. They also had, of course, the whole reason he goes down to the trench is because, one, he's like one of the only people that can do it, and two, his ex-wife's down there, and he wants to get in, and I told you so. He's, I think, what it basically boils down to.
And when the lights were out, somebody stabbed her with a screwdriver. I don't know what happened there exactly, but
What'd you say, Derek?
It, when the lights were out, somebody stabbed her with a screwdriver.
Oh, yeah. It was the shark. It came into the pod and stabbed her and then got out real quick.
There's some things I really... If I went back and watched it again, I'd understand, but I did not put that kind of effort into it. So there's some stuff in there. I'm like, why does she have a screwdriver in her belly? Like, what's happening here?
You know, seeing the movie, I think, twice now... This is technically my only second time watching, even though I own it.
Week.
Seeing it again, I can't even tell you how she got the... I just remember I was watching, I'm like, why does she have a screwdriver randomly in her gut?
Yeah.
That's not where that goes.
You'll never forget it. She'll know where it is all times, at all times.
So, is it just me, or were you guys kind of disappointed by the size of the shark?
That it should have been bigger?
I think it should have been bigger.
Well, I mean...
Either one of them.
They didn't take any other science into account for this movie, so yeah, they should have doubled or tripled the size of that damn thing.
Well, the one in the movie is 70... I think they said it's supposed to be around 82 feet is the bigger one of the two. It's 82 feet. And actual megalodons grew to be about 59 feet. So they did increase the size.
That's funny.
But on average, they were around...
Still 30, not enough for flora.
I want my sharks bigger!
More
shark! Make
it
bigger!
Shark! Sir, we've already expanded it as far as we can. I don't care. Make it bigger. As I shovel shrimp into my mouth.
If we go any larger, they'll go unstable.
Screw unstable! Chinese market.
Make it okay. I wasn't expecting you to go that direction with it, to be honest. When you're like, make it bigger, I'm like,
this is
I thought it was big enough.
Hey, this is kind of a behind the scenes of how Shadows in the Desert's gonna go, by the way.
What, you sitting there bigger, jamming shrimp into your mouth yelling, we need a bigger shark?
Derek's like, wow, that was, I think that's a Sasquatch over there behind that bush. Make it bigger. People need big
foot. I get these horses he's been talking about.
It's bigger horses.
It's not called foot. It's called big foot.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Oh, be prepared. You guys were okay with the size? You were fine with?
I mean, that was the least of my worries, if I'm honest.
I was fine with it. Like, it, especially when it came up on the boat that one time,
yeah,
and it, like, dwarfed the boat. And my biggest problem with it is, this movie, I both understand why it was this way, but also at the same time, I'm irritated that it was this way. I want to have my cake and definitely eat it, too. I don't like that this movie was not rated R, or we didn't get to see some, like, good shark attack stuff happening. And yes, I probably sound like a terrible person by saying that, but I'm okay with it, because we see a ton of people, like, get eaten, but that's just it. You just see them just vanish into the mouth. You don't see, like, someone get bitten in half and, like, be like, ah, or anything. But I guess I just have David has a bloodlust for giant... bigger sharks. I have a bloodlust for people parts, apparently, everywhere.
And I have a bloodlust for good dialogue, and I did not fulfill that lust.
It's a Jason Statham movie. What do you expect?
This is why I don't watch Jason Statham. I love, like, Snatch. Snatch is a great movie. Or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Excellent movie. Great
British
dialogue.
Movies.
Yeah, this is not my cup of tea here.
And once again, a British idiom to go with it.
And I know listeners are out there like, yes, we heard you 87 times. You don't like it. But I'm trying to find good things to say about it. So I like his
movies. I actually, that was the second thing that disappointed me. I didn't think there was enough of him in this one.
Okay, if there was an action part in this movie, it required him to do it. Like anything. Oh, we need someone to go swim out there. I'll do it. We need someone to go do this. I'll do it. I don't know why I keep on making him sound like he smokes like 15 packs of cigarettes. But...
Bigger. Oh, no. Now, I don't know.
We need somebody to slice open the shark. I'll do it.
I don't know what it was, but for some reason I just felt like he was... I felt like he was light in it, but maybe it was that the dialogue was just very thin or something.
Well, it was a two-hour movie, so he was probably in it for 90 minutes, and it seemed like he wasn't in it much because it was a two-hour terrible action movie. That's really long for a movie like that. At the 90-minute mark, I was like, yeah, all right, we're getting out of this. And then I hit like the pause button to see what was left. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
It's how like much opening is credits. There?
I felt like the movie like goes at a weird pace too. It like, does. Like it just kind of just
it's very fast
because it like stop starts. Huh?
I thought it was very fast, and then it tried to have those heartfelt moments, and then it got fast again.
Yeah, you have this whole build up to, and once again, pose the Jaws is a suspenseful kind of almost horror movie. This is a action movie with a shark, and yeah, there's this movie called Deep Blue Sea, but I'm not going to talk about that. And Sharknado, I think, is a level of garbage we will not put on this. That being said, I think it's Derek's turn to pick next, and you're going to pick Sharknado 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Perfect.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
No, I just felt like his character just had too much plot armor too, of just being like he was doing everything. Like I was seriously almost waiting for him to be explaining like every plan. Like nobody else contributed but Jason Statham's character. And I'm glad they kind of wheeled that back a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
in this, but to give other characters an opportunity to be like, I've got a plan too, and I'm not a diving person thing, rescue thing. It's weird because, like I said, in the books, the character is different, so I'm trying to make sure to not cross them over at all. Oh, and so I do have one ridiculous thing that I wish they had left in from the book to the movie. In the book, he kills the shark by getting swallowed by it in one of the subs, opening the sub up, crawling out, using a knife to basically cut open the stomach and then stab the heart. So
I would have appreciated that.
Would you have rather have seen that in the movie, Derek?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I would have.
Yeah, sure. That sounds great. That would make more sense than what I actually did see, because I'm not real sure what I did see. It was swallowing a cage or something, and then it was very convoluted what was happening.
I thought it was
you wanted it to be slower paced.
No, I just I don't know. I'm not an action guy. I'll just admit that right away. So they already have a hurdle ahead of them to impress me, and I'm not trying to sound pretentious. I'm really not. It's just
Derek,
that's my style.
How were the
costumes? I like slow burn horror films. The costumes were excellent. I thought they. Actually, I take that back. As I was watching some of the, I was kind of bored. So I was watching like the set pieces behind, and I could see like everyday items that they like spray painted and taped to the wall, glued to the wall to look like certain items. So if you're watching this, go back and look for some of those things. I was pointing them out to Sarah, but she was asleep.
So what we have concluded is he was pointing them out to himself.
Yeah, pretty much. That's my every night situation. Just pointing things out to myself.
I want him to say something positive about the movie. I feel
I
like
did.
We need to pry
shark,
it out of him.
The shark looked good. I mean, the shark looked scary. The shark looked realistic for CGI, I thought.
But wasn't big enough.
That was my complaint. That was David's criticism.
So at the end,
I feel like it's bleeding into you, though.
Speaking of bleeding, though, at the end when he does like kill the shark, so he cuts the thing from bow to stern on the underside. He just slices it open from neck to nether regions, and the thing it didn't affect it at all. And I was like, why even have it in there? What's the point if you're going to fillet a fish and the fish is just going to be like, la, 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 still going to eat you?
Well, I mean, it's the final boss battle in the movie. He has to weaken him so that then when he uses the final weapon, it's able to actually kill it, right?
Mm.
I mean, that's the logic we're going for with this.
I guess so. Just seemed like a pretty deep gash to be something that just weakens it.
Or was it just trying to show how difficult it is to kill these things? Maybe that was,
I'm sure,
that was the device to move that story point along.
Yeah,
I mean they tried bombing it earlier, and
well,
and
they
then Rainn Wilson, like, yeah.
And
By the way, I also love that they shot at it with guns like, yeah, that. Yeah. And I do like they point out in the movie how dumb that was to do that.
They are kind of self-aware in the movie.
That's completely pointless.
I think the movie knew what it was, and there were a couple times in there where they kind of made comments that pointed out how ridiculous the situation was and, you know, what kind of movie they were in the dialogue.
Yeah, that's true.
You mean like when they were talking, when I think it was Rainn Wilson was talking about Jason Statham's character, and he's like, oh, he's the badass guy, and like doing comments like,
right,
that, or the DJ character, like, constantly pointing out, why are we going back in the water with this,
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it lives.
stuff like that. And, so, I mean, whoever made the movie also just hates whales, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
much whale death.
How many whales deaths did
at
we have?
At least three.
Three that I, yeah, can count? Oh, and then the thing to distract it was the sounds of baby whale, so.
And flashing lights.
Did you guys get that this had an environmental message in it or not?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like it did for like a split second and then threw
it
away.
Yeah, you're right about that, though. I was telling Annie as we watched, I was like, hey, check out this social commentary. Because I think they were talking about the shark fins, you know? They found a bunch of the sharks.
Yeah,
yeah.
They had, which, fine. That's fine. It's good to bring that attention to that stuff. But
I think there's a little more behind that, actually. I think maybe that's part of their PG-13 rating. Mm. If the sharks are going to annihilate an entire boat full of people, these need to be bad guys. So in order for them to be bad guys, there has to be, you know, a revenge situation or something that makes them terrible people. So here they're poachers.
True.
And that makes it... See the MPAA that does these ratings, they're really weird. So that may actually be the reason that they that little detail is in there. Or it may be somebody donated a ton of money and they're like, I want this message in this movie. I don't care how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree that message needs to get out there of like, don't kill a ton of sharks. And especially don't kill them if you're just going to take their fins and throw their bodies back in. But I do enjoy the fact that this giant... 82 foot shark was that up on current trends and politics and everything to know to attack that boat. It must have gotten out of the trench and tuned into, you know, something and been like, oh, the shark situation's dire. Oh, there's a boat over there. Better go attack it. Oh, sorry. That was the 75 foot one that attacked the boat. The other one was the one that attacked the 75 foot one.
Right. It has a huge brain, man. Straight. Imagine how big this thing's brain is.
It probably is small, very small.
Well, in comparison to what?
There's
a scene I have to talk about, and I'm just going to wedge it in right here.
Okay, good.
Statham is taking a shower. He's got his shirt off, of course.
I forgot about this scene.
And for some strange reason, this woman that he just met and got into a fight with walks into his apartment or barracks or wherever he's staying and just kind of barges right in there, and it's the most awkward... forced love interest scene I think I've ever seen in my entire life. It was cringeworthy. Anybody else agree with me on that, or am I just bitter?
I do agree with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to piggyback on it, too, if David doesn't mind, because I don't know if he has something he wants
to say. No, I completely agree. I think I thought they actually had a history together with how much they were trying to wedge that love story kind of weird tension together, but I guess not.
Yeah.
There is a love story, but it doesn't really like come to fruition, or they don't really do anything with it.
No.
And it's kind of weird, because I'm like, was that done on purpose? Is that something, once again, is that something for the Chinese market to where to keep the character, you know, as a strong, or is it something with a strong impact? Like I said, I don't know where they're going with that, because they obviously like have that whole tension of liking each other, but aside from them just sitting together at the end of the movie, we don't see anything else.
I mean, they could have gotten Jason Statham out of his shirt by having the shark, like, rip it off in the water.
Rip it off of him.
They didn't need to make it so blatant, like, oh, he just got out of the shower, let's just put him in a towel and just have somebody walk in on him.
It's there to remind you that he is still in better shape than you are at whatever age he is at the moment.
He's like 50, I believe, somewhere around 47. He used to be an Olympic diver, I believe, for the UK.
53. Wow.
53, he's older than I thought.
So at the time of this, he would have been 50?
Mm.
Yeah, this was 3 years ago, right? Yeah. Oh, yes, and he was an Olympic diver. Crazy. Huh.
I'm glad I was right about that, because I didn't look it up.
I was like, what random fact?
Well, he does a lot of diving into the water, and I was thinking, man, he's good at that. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember now. He's a former Olympic diver, so of course he's good at diving.
I swear they get him out of the water in this movie just to throw him back into it. Just so I guess he can dive back in. That is interesting. I did not know that. Something I learn every day, I guess.
You know, speaking of this forced love scene or whatever this even is, that kind of thing, even though they failed, is missing from this film. There are really not any downtime. There's not any downtime throughout the film to kind of let you catch your breath. It's just hit after hit after hit, and there's like action fatigue by halfway through this film. Anybody else have that experience? Or, again, am I just...
I think we talked about earlier with the pacing.
Yeah, the pace. This does tie in with the pacing, of course. It's like they shot 4 hours of film, or well, obviously they shot way more than that, but they shot four hour cut and had to whittle it down to two. Like the editing was strange. It was just the whole thing just didn't play right.
I agree with you on that. So one thing I do want to mention is you mentioned, Derek specifically, mentioned earlier the cryptid tie-in with this, that this is a quote-unquote cryptid now. This megalodon is something people have claimed to have seen still in our oceans.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am 100% sure I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it for the sake of the listener at home wanting to know. How many reports do you get weekly of these on your show?
Of Megalodon?
Yes. I'm sure it's in the double digits.
I believe zero.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't think of any large shark stories. Maybe one. Maybe I'll say one. There was some sort of super large shark-shaped fish that went under a boat or something along those lines. I don't know if it's even made it to air or not. You got to understand there's so many of these stories that I can't keep them straight. If I'm not literally staring at my files, like I have no idea what I'm talking about. but yeah, I don't believe I've had any megalodon reports.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, I just wanted to make sure, cause I know the Monster Quest covered it.
Yeah.
What during their original run, there's that mockumentary thing that has them in it.
Was that for Shark Week last year?
I can't remember what it was, but I know they did a mockumentary. And I think the Mermaid documentary had them in it too.
Mm.
That the mermaids are real. I think one of the predators of them was megalodons. Which, by the way, for everyone, yes, they were real creatures that did exist. Millions of years ago in our oceans, and basically kind of disappeared after the last ice age ended.
Yeah, they went extinct about 2 million years ago, and I did a little research before we jumped on here, and it seems that most people think they went extinct because the whales, that's what they mostly feed on, began mm-hmm. going to colder water and made it harder for these things to feed. So they ended up evolving to be huge so that they could eat these giant whales. And then when they disappeared, they were kind of left holding the bag. There was nothing there for them to eat that was sizable enough that it made sense to eat it. Otherwise, they're just burning calories chasing a seal that's literally a nugget. So, two million years ago, that's not very long as far as Earth history is concerned. That's a blink of an eye. So,
yeah,
to think that maybe there's something out there, no, probably not. But, you don't know. The ocean's huge. There's parts of the ocean people have never been to, never seen. You know, the old cliche, we know more about the surface of the moon than we do the bottom of the ocean. So it's possible in my opinion, but I doubt it.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And that's
David, what
well,
do you think?
Well, that's part of the reason they kind of manufactured the science in this, to have this kind of barrier on the seafloor that's too cold for them to pass through. But then underneath that, it's very warm and almost tropical under there because of the sea vents and stuff. And that's what they were saying. They, I guess these sharks and creatures like this just thrive down there because of the heat. And the whole premise of it was that when Jason Statham saves who he can save down there, who the people that were in peril, when he breaks through that barrier, it creates this kind of jet. They crash into a thermal vent, and it kind of shoots hot water up through this barrier and gives the sharks an avenue to get out of there and then get into the ocean that we know. And so that's how they, you know, got out of that and everything. I don't think anything like that actually exists in real life. I think we would know something
actually,
about
it does.
That, don't we?
It actually does exist. I don't know in that capacity,
that
but
size.
I know you can have freshwater lakes at the bottom of a saltwater body, like a sea or something.
Oh, yeah.
And so you do have different types of water that basically like oil and water kind of situation where they don't mix together in certain bodies of water.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if it's this thermal thing. That probably not, especially if there's vents below it. I don't understand how above it could be kept cool, but who knows?
Right. That's basically what I'm saying is that kind of like cloudy layer of coldness. I forget what they. I wish
it was
I remembered what they.
Sub-zero something, wasn't
it? Yeah,
it's called a thermocline.
Well, they gave it some weird name though too, but I can't think of that, but I'd be very surprised if we had anything like that that had something very sizable underneath it to even fit one 82-foot shark, let alone a whole, you know, ecosystem.
Yeah, you'd need enough to reproduce, and that's almost impossible, I would say, unless there's a continent-sized depression down there.
Yeah,
or something,
what are they
you know?
Feeding on to get that big to stay there, right?
Exactly. But there was a giant octopus down there, so maybe they're just eating octopus.
Squid.
But here's something I have.
Yeah, it was a squid.
Oh, squid. Sorry, yeah. Here's something I have a hard time with is once they come out into the ocean, the open ocean, the light is going to be an issue for them because they live in the darkness. They won't be able to see anything. They're just going to be, if their eyes are even functional, they're going to be blind.
That's a good point.
They were hunting. Okay. They were hunting the lights of the sub early on. That's what attracted the shark initially, which makes me think that maybe they're hunting bioluminescent squid or something along those lines at the bottom. That all makes sense. That all checks out. But you're still going to have eyesight that's accustomed to zero light other than these glowing fish. So when you're open, like a foot from the surface and your eyes are open, you're going to be blind, I think, right? Am I wrong in this?
Oh, it wouldn't be a good day for you.
No, you need some blue blockers for sure.
You guys have stumbled onto something, and like I said, I didn't want to bring up the books that much, but everything you guys are discussing is actually explained in the book.
I'm interested here.
The shark in the book.
Yeah.
The sharks in the book don't attack during at night because it can't. Like stay, it does have eyesight, but it's so sensitive that since it's been underwater that deep, it can't like penetrate that. Also, due to them being like at a lower level and everything, it explains that their metabolism is completely out of whack when they're down there. That's why they can grow big, but they don't need to eat as much since they don't move as fast. But then once they get up here and start eating whale blubber, it changes or something. And ironically, in the movie, and I wish they did this in a movie. In the books, the main Meg is albino. Too. And also has bioluminescence at night. Like they said that you could see like this greenish glow wherever it was swimming.
Now, that makes perfect sense to me.
I would have liked to have seen that. I wonder why they changed it.
Yeah.
See, it's one of those things, and that's why this is a loose adaptation. It just steals certain characters and stuff. But like I said, the books have some interesting stuff in them and then get way out there at a certain point. Like I said, there's like seven of them. So at a certain point, you just have to get to MJ-12, which I wish that was a joke. But yes, that is a plot line in one of the later books.
Majestic 12?
I'm not going to explain how you get there. Yes, Majestic 12 is involved in one of the later books.
I thought I heard
you
wrong, so I was just going to let you keep
talking. No, you didn't. You did not. I'm not going to explain it because trust me, you won't believe me, neither will the listener. But hey, go check out those books.
Now I want to see more.
Well, I got good news for you. Apparently, they are making a sequel.
I would not believe you if you said they weren't. Like, there was no way they couldn't make a sequel to this, right?
With the money they made? Yeah.
And I'll tell you what. Oh, yeah. This is another thing. I wasn't going to bring it up as a disappointment, but at the end, did it not feel like during the credits the camera was panning down through the depths of the ocean until it hit that cloud? I thought it was going to break through the cloud in the credits and you were going to see a bigger shark swim by. And it was going to be like, well, that opens the door to Meg 2. And then you get to the cloud and the credits just fade to black and here come the cast names. Like, there was nothing
and it says
in the
Finn.
Credits. No, this is after Finn, which was great. I appreciate that.
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I giggled at that.
Yeah, I thought they were going to break on through to the other side like the doors, and you were going to see the bioluminescent shark swim by or whatever. You know, I didn't even think there would be bioluminescent. I just wanted to see a shark swim by to be like, yep, Meg 2, yeah. Here we go. And nothing.
Huh. That's a good point. I didn't think of that at the time, but yeah.
Okay.
Seems like a big mess right there.
They chummed the water, and I swam up, and it was all gone. That's how it felt. I want my chum.
So,
bigger chum.
Bigger chum.
So I just get this image in my head of, and to make a Star Wars reference, which only probably I'll get, The scene where Kylo Ren's sitting there yelling, more, more. It's just David instead going, bigger, bigger. He just wanted that bigger shark at the end.
I don't want to show you guys pictures of my console after I watch this movie. I'll tell you that.
What, a ton of bite marks on it? Bigger.
I just took my lightsaber and just went off on it.
Oh man, no, I mean, like I said, this movie for me, if you ignore science, which this movie blatantly makes you do at certain points,
like you do,
like the entire run of the film.
Well,
I had fun with this. I'm looking forward to a sequel. Hopefully, an R rating. Hopefully, you know, some more blood and stuff. And I guess for David's sake, please make a bigger shark.
Got to,
like 83 feet.
I hate to break it to you, Justin, but I would imagine they're going to go the other direction, and this is going to become more family friendly. Seeing what they made off the first one, they're going to try to piggyback on that success.
I thought you were going to say they're going to go the opposite direction to make smaller sharks.
Nano small sharks.
They're in your blood.
The Meg turns into the Mike because it's going to be the micro Microdon.
Awful. I think we've hit the logical conclusion of this episode, too, at this point.
Yeah, I mean,
I got nothing else.
That's kind of the problem when we're covering a film. I'm not ripping on you at this point, Justin, but when we cover a film like this with little substance, it's really difficult to talk about. I'm sitting here I'm going through clips. I'm thinking, well, what can we talk about here? But it's literally the same action shots regurgitated, and they're so fast, they're so zoomed in, you can't see what's happening, really. For somebody like me that's not used to watching movies like this, it's just kind of a mess, honestly.
All right, I guess I'll give the final little ace up my sleeve out now. The director who directed these movies also did the National Treasure movie, so why was Nicolas Cage not a part of this? He's got the guy on speed dial.
Can't
I know
swim,
he does.
Dude. Jason Statham was a diver.
Wait, why wasn't Nicolas Cage the shark?
Why wasn't he the shark? This movie would have been so much better if he was the voice of the shark. I think we need to go make a cut right now, guys. Wow. Start digging up all the Nick Cage clips you can find. I'll start ripping the shark movie. We're gonna give him a voice. We're gonna make this so much better.
Perfect. I got nothing else. I don't know about you guys. I just wanted to force other people to watch this movie. Yes, that's the term I can use.
I'll close with this. I'm excited to see cryptozoology in the mainstream. I'm excited to see some of these legends, you know, hitting the big screen. It's fun. It's great. It's good for what we're doing. I didn't like it, but who cares? I mean, I normally would never have watched this, and I normally would never have complained. But since we're here, and people are actually wanting to listen to our opinions, I didn't like it. But that said, go watch this thing if you're interested in big sharks, if you like summer movies, tentpole movies. It's just not my wheelhouse, but I'm sure there's tons of people out there that love this movie and made a buttload of money.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
For me, I thought I thought it could have been a lot worse than maybe what I was expecting, although I had heard very good things about it, and I may have been expecting a little too much from it. But like, you know,
that happened to me.
Yeah, the science and the shoddy science and stuff like that, it didn't bother me so much because that's what these movies are. You know, that's part and parcel when you get into things like this, especially the big budget, the summer flicks, like you were saying. And as silly as it was, and you know, I know we can rip on it, it's kind of low hanging fruit, but we know we're in for that when you get into these pictures. So going into that with that thought, I think will help you a lot. And I'm with you. I thought it was strangely well done. Like, I don't know if it was the how they shot stuff or just the look of things, because it must have been really difficult to shoot because a lot of it takes place in and under the water. And so I think you got to give them props for that at least. And
100%, yeah.
Like I said, the cast was great. Some stuff was weird. Like they shoehorned it. Some of the comedy was pretty good. Some of the heartfelt stuff was a little shoehorned, but that's okay. At least they're trying to be more than two-dimensional in it, or one-dimensional.
True.
And I'm glad the dog survived. That was a
that was Pippin? Fun. Is that what the dog's
Pippin,
name was?
Yeah,
and Pippin.
Did you, was the owner of Pippin, the woman who was getting married on that yacht, was that the girl from Kung Fu Hustle?
That's a good question.
I'm looking at the cast list now, but I don't know what that woman's
name. I don't know her name either, but I could have sworn when they barely showed her. It was only with her like, Pippin! You know, and but I was like, man, that girl looks like the one from Kung Fu Hustle. Anyway, you know, side thing. But overall, I thought this was okay. If you're going into it for huge action, crazy monster kind of thing, you're gonna enjoy quite a few parts of it, I think. So my final thing is don't have too high expectations. You won't be that disappointed. Shark could have been bigger. Thank you.
This concludes my letter. Sincerely, David Flora.
Thanks for coming into my TED Talk.
All right. I appreciate you guys watching this. I appreciate you dear listener, for watching this, hopefully, and listening to us talk about it positively, want a bigger shark, and just be violently angry that you had to be a part of this. I think that describes each of us.
That was me last night. I wanted to watch something else so bad. I'm like, oh, I gotta watch this movie. We're talking about it tomorrow. And the whole time I was just fuming. I was like, man, I could be watching. I can't remember what it was now, but it was better than The Meg.
I was all caught up on The Boys, so I was okay watching this.
I'm caught up on The Boys now too, so I'm the funny thing was, I got to bed early last night, so I woke up to like a screw you zinger text from you. So it was a great way to wake up this morning to be like, what? Oh crap, I guess you watched the movie. I was wondering when I was gonna get the text from one of you guys on like I can now confirm they watched the movie, so
So yeah. We're definitely finding out the gems here between the Bigfoot Hitler movie, this one, La Llorona. There's been some pretty bad ones.
Hey, we and you know what? This concludes our trilogy of water-themed things. We had Shape of Water, we had La Llorona, and now we have The Meg. We can move on now, guys. We've done it. We trilogied the water movie.
Now we're going to space.
Yeah, on to space. On to fire movies.
Oh, man, we could do some dragons with Rain of Fire.
Oh, my gosh. Another movie that I was...
Anyways, I think we're going to end on that note.
Dragons could have been bigger.
On that note, I have been Derek Hayes. Sorry.
Go for it. Tell us where you can find your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we're going to do this then.
Yes.
You can find me wherever you can find podcasts, wherever you listen to stuff. You can find me on YouTube. A lot of people don't know that. I have all the shows up on YouTube. Go check those out. And what else? We got Shadows in the Desert, David and I, that we're putting together. So that's in limbo because of everything that's going on, but that's still in the works.
Too right.
Look for bigger Bigfoots in it.
That's right. Bigger ghost lights. I'm David Flora. You can find my show Blurry Photos, blurryphotos.org. Search for it anywhere you get podcasts. It's the one that's purple and has the Grim Reaper riding a horse with a microphone. And
it could be bigger.
What?
It could be bigger.
The mic could be, the Grim Reaper could be bigger. You can also, if you like trivia, you can find my trivia pub quiz practice show called Quiz Quiz Bang Bang. Same deal. Quizbangpod.com and anywhere you can find all that kind of stuff. I also am not narrating audiobooks now. Living Among Bigfoot is one you can find on Audible, Amazon, all that stuff. Just search for the one by Tom Lyons, narrated by me, David Flora.
And one of the other ones is actually narrated by...
That's Gary true.
Hayes. Oh, yeah. I did a few of those as well.
Yeah. I randomly found that when I was audiobooking them. It was a pleasurable experience to hear your voice soothe me for, like, about 5 hours of a Bigfoot story.
Nice.
Yes.
And on that creepy note, you can find more from me, Zinger, on the Zing This podcast. It's bigger. That's going to be our new tagline now.
Yeah.
You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and everything. anyways, thank you all for listening. Have a bigger day. I'm trying to think of more big things to say.
I just love Flora's Strong Bad impression. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
The email. If there is something you want us to watch, send us the email.
There you
go. Dog.
A cheat.
Oh, man. Round. That brings back some memories.
My gosh, right?
Oh, jeez. The kids are like, what the hell are they talking about?
I think
the old people have lost.
If anybody's still listening.
And then the actual old people are like, what the hell are they talking about? There's like 10 years worth of people that know what we're...
Yeah, a couple of late people in their late 30s are like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
There's a very finite amount of people that are like on board with what you said.
And we've whittled them down to like 3 listeners, so let's close this thing out before we get any worse.
Bye.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.